This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Hey, I've also been thinking about Instagram, and I'm not really very good at it.
We both don't really get it.
We don't really get Instagram, do we?
We
get Twitter. Mm. We get Facebook, but Instagram, we sort of struggle a bit with that.
It's not too bad.
But there's a new thing on Instagram, a new craze called orbiting. Which I don't really understand, but on the line to explain all about orbiting is Alex from the Big Smoke.
A planet.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Hey, Alex.
I'm excellent. How are you?
Good, but I don't understand orbiting. What is orbiting?
So, you know, 50 years ago, if you broke up with someone, they would disappear and you literally would never see them again.
Out of mind, out of sight. Yep, never think of them again.
Yeah, it was like you never knew what happened to them. Maybe one day you'd hear about them somewhere. Maybe you'd walk into a pub and walk into them, but it's really unlikely. And it was easier for people to get over things.
Mm-hmm.
But now with Facebook and Instagram, we're connected to everyone. I'm still connected on Facebook to my teenage boyfriend, for example. So I see what he's doing and he's married with kids and all of that kind of stuff, and I see it every day. But orbiting is when you don't talk to the person. So you're not messaging, you don't comment on their Facebook feeds, you don't do anything with them, but you always watch whatever they're doing. So when they post an Instagram story or a Facebook story, you can see who's watched your story.
Oh,
and they always have taken the time to watch all of your stories and probably to the end of the whole story as well. So the orbiting is essentially kind of haunting, hovering over you, so to speak. So you're top of mind. And the reason why it can be a problem is if you're a bit Miss Havisham, you know.
Great expectations. Don't
get over things after 70 years and you're still walking around in your wedding dress sad.
Good heavens.
It's hard to move on because you're thinking, if they're watching my video, they must still care about me. But they don't.
It's unhealthy. Yeah, I actually didn't know, Alex, when like stories sort of, you know, a couple months ago, how it worked. And I didn't know you could see who had seen your story. And I was doing that to someone. And I'm like, ah! And then I did the good thing. I just deleted him. You have to get them off. Because then they're like, oh, he did this. I'm like, this is not healthy. Delete. You need to get over it. Block.
Well, we're voyeuristic by nature as humans. We're just, that's how we are. So if the temptation is there to look, but it's not healthy to stay connected and you're not talking, it hurts you as the person, you know, who should be moving on. But it also hurts the person who you're watching the videos of, because they're like, why isn't he or she talking to me?
Yeah, exactly. It's
not
so
there's
good
no
for
engagement.
Anyone.
It's just watching. So it's kind of voyeuristic.
And that's the thing. These things exist and it makes us do them. And it's like we shouldn't be – you shouldn't know this. But like even high school friends who I still like, I don't dislike at all, but I have them on Facebook and I'm almost just like, I shouldn't – know this thing about you. Like, we're not connected. Like, we're not my friend anymore.
Yeah, that makes sense. I still want the best for you, but we're not friends.
Yeah, but it's weird about social media because a lot of people also use social media as a way to vent. So if they get dumped, you know, they're putting passive aggressive statements up on their status updates, they're posting quotes from songs.
Yeah.
You know, too much. I don't need to know how you're going in life, Lisa, you know?
No, it's not. And it's just like, babe, text your mate, go get a coffee.
That's how people do it. But orbiting can be unhealthy.
It can be. So, look, I had a girlfriend back in high school.
Oh, gosh.
So we're talking like, you know, 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We still play words with friends. But, you know, I don't stalk her on Facebook or anything. And there's no sort of relationship other than the coming together to play words with friends across, you know, from Perth to Melbourne.
But that's not...
That's healthy, isn't it?
I have things where I'm just like, I always want my exes to be happy. I just don't need to know about it.
Yeah, I want them to be happy but far away from me.
Exactly, far away.
Be happy in the
don't
corner.
Don't tell me. Of course, they're all married with kids. I'm like, oh, good. Good for you. Get out of here.
But it's not just exes that have been romantically involved with you either. It could be friends that you've had a falling out. So, for example, I had someone who I haven't seen for about 5 or 6 years, and he always watches my Instagram videos, even though he's not following me on Instagram. We're not friends on Facebook. So he's clearly coming to my profile to check out what I'm doing.
Oh, that's such a mind...
It's silly.
I was going to say.
And I'm like...
rude word.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you need to move on is what I think when I see it.
Yeah, it's mind games. It's like, what are you doing? What did you want? Did you not like me? Do you like... Like, what's happening? Yeah, that's bizarre.
Well, I just assume they don't like me and they're just jealous. That's how I...
Yeah, it's like, look at Alex
that
killing it.
That makes me feel better. Yeah.
No, definitely.
Absolutely.
That's so interesting.
Fantastic. Thank you, Alex, for explaining what orbiting is on Instagram.
I get it now.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.